Francesca Rudkin has this week's film picks for us. Kia ora, Francesca. How you doing?
Good morning. Very good, thank you. And cool. You?
Yeah, very good, thanks. We have three, like, completely different films.
Yes.
And by that I mean they all sound very different from one another. But let's start off by having a listen to Summerland.
Miss Lam!
We were expecting you an hour ago.
Sorry.
Frank?
This is Miss Lam, your new guardian.
I don't want him.
We've all got to do our bit.
I'm supposed to go to school.
Go on, then.
Where is it?
This is Frank. He's an evacuee from London. Miss Lam, I know you're busy writing your stories.
Academic theses.
They don't look very interesting.
I wrote them.
Okay, this is a story about an unlikely relationship forged during World War II.
Yeah, very much. I love films about unconventional people. And this Alice Lam, our lead character in this film, is very unconventional. She lives in East Sussex. She, on the coast there, as you said, she's a writer. She's very reclusive. She does not make an effort with the village or the villagers. She's not interested in anyone else. She's sort of lived a bit of a life, had a bit of heartbreak, and she's just quite happy writing and doing her own thing and wants to be left alone. And World War II has broken out and it's sort of heading towards Britain. And, of course, everyone is doing their bit and taking young children being sent from, evacuated from London and taking, fostering these young children. And this boy, Frank, played by Lucas Boyd, he turns up on her doorstep and she has no idea that this boy is coming, as you could hear from the trailer. Anyway. You kind of imagine what's going to happen here is that the two of them actually do get on quite nicely and there's a bit of a, you know, a warm relationship sort of evolves and they're actually really good for each other, these two.
Yeah.
Alice Lam is played by Gemma Arterton and she does a beautiful job here. I think she really drives and holds this film together. You might not know the name, but you'd definitely recognise her face. She's an English actress who has kind of fluctuated between doing dramas like Their Finest and Vita and Virginia and then doing kind of action flicks like Hansel and Gretel and The Prince of Persia. But here she very much holds this all together and does a beautiful performance. And it's a very solid film, but I think she probably elevates it a little bit above maybe what the script would have lent towards. Tom Courtney also stars as the headmaster, and he has these very dry, wonderful lines. And actually, it's probably, I was laughing out loud in the cinema to him. So I very much enjoyed this. It's very pleasant, Summerland. Once again, I think Gemma Arterton is the star of the show here.
Nice. Okay, Summerland. We're not going to play the audio because this next film is in Danish, but it's called Another Round and it's a comedy drama.
And I am loving this. This is one of my favourite films so far this year.
Oh, good.
I know that we're only in January, but, you know, it's good to find, you know, good to find a favourite early
on. Yeah, yeah.
This is by Thomas Vinterberg, and he is responsible for films like Far From the Maddening Crowd, The Celebration, and The Hunt, in which he collaborated with actor Mads Mikkelsen. And these two together are absolutely fantastic. And Mikkelsen is playing Martin, who is having pretty much a midlife crisis. He is a teacher. Once upon a time, he sort of had this sort of promising academic career, but he's sort of settled into married life and work, and he's just finding himself in very much a slump. His class complains that he just makes no sense. He's just kind of getting through the days. Anyway, one of his good friends, who was also a teacher, and he teaches psychology, he talks about this theory that a psychologist had, that man is born with an alcohol level 0.05% too low. And he suggests there's this group of these four teachers who are all a little bit sort of, you know, middle-aged and lost in life. They all suggest that maybe they could write a paper on this and give it a whirl, see if having a little bit of alcohol during the day, throughout the day, and keeping this alcohol level at 0.05%, it worked for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, they enter into this experiment, and actually, it's very amusing. It's quite fun, and the first sort of half of this film is a wonderful comedy. But of course, Martin, he becomes a better teacher, and you know, as someone said, you're fired up but laid back at the same time, and so things are looking really good for a while. But of course, with an experiment like this, it sort of gets pushed a bit too far. And I suppose the second half of the film was when the tragedy of the tragicomedy kind of kicks in with this film. I think New Zealanders will very much relate to it because we have a drinking culture here in New Zealand. And, of course, in one of the characters in this film actually says about Denmark, this whole country drinks like maniacs. The alcohol, though, of course, like in any situation, isn't the main, necessarily, the problem. There is always, there's always other issues. It's the escape, and it maybe brings the problem to the fore and things. And that's what these men have to kind of get their heads around. And they decide to leave the project due to the negative social effects and alcoholism. So it's serious but light, it's tragic but funny, it's just beautifully balanced, it's smart, it's intelligent, and it's just a really good, enjoyable watch and a fabulous performance by Mads. So I thoroughly enjoyed Another Round. Highly recommend it.
Fantastic. Okay. That sounds really good. Thank you, Francesca. That is Another Round. The first film was Summerland, and good news.